Jesse Newell joins us from the Kansas City Star. We're going to talk about the Chiefs and their training camp. We also have one eye, Jesse, on Dylan Cease's bid for a no-hitter here with the Padres. He's got one out now in the ninth inning. So we'll divide our attention slightly, but you are the main event. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. How about you?
We're doing okay. We're hanging in there. Of course, this is the time where the NFL ramps up with training camp. A lot of Chiefs talk. We're going to hear a ton about this pursuit of a three-peat. It's going to carry a lot of the season for Kansas City. What kind of team do you think they have in place to pursue that? It sounds like an easy question, but how likely is it that they'll be in the mix for this?
Yeah, fortunately, unfortunately for the Chiefs, like, they've made this look pretty easy the last 2 years. You know, it's not easy to win a Super Bowl. There's a lot of good teams out there, and even if you're one of the favorites, I mean, the math would tell us, the betting odds would tell us, you're never better than about 15 or 20% going into the playoffs to win this sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, this is tougher than the Chiefs have made it look. I mean, even last year they had all the regular season struggles and the game against the Raiders on Christmas. They really struggled, you know, couldn't do anything offensively. We're handing the ball to the Raiders for pick sixes and touchdowns. And so, I think it's probably lower odds for the Chiefs doing this for a three-peat, but obviously, you know, it's never been done in NFL history for a reason, which is they've got a chance to do it, and that's something, and that's you're right, Bob, that's going to be the narrative, what people are going to focus on the entire season, because there's just not been many chances where a team has actually had a chance to do this. It looks like he just completed that no-hitter.
Yes, he did.
So, yeah. That's crazy for Dylan Cease. That's big-time stuff, and rare that the pitcher actually gets to stay in to be able to do this. So 111 pitches.
114 pitches, yeah. Nobody does that anymore, but they did.
114, yeah, there you go. But, I mean, for the Chiefs, you know, like, kind of big picture-wise, I think what they need to focus on, and this is sort of what we heard from camp from them, is offense year-to-year is the most stable, and defense can kind of come and go. It's hard to keep yourself at the top. So the defense was amazing last year, but a couple injuries, and you could definitely see the Chiefs falling off a little bit defensively, but offensively is where really they've buttered their bread for so long with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So I think the goal this year is to get back to being a number one or number two offense. And what we've seen from these receivers, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, some of the new additions they have, the potential is there to bring the deep ball back to the offense. And if that happens, then I could definitely see them getting back to that sort of level. So for them to do this and to get a three-peat, I think the offense is going to have to take a major step from what it was last year, just because I don't think you can bank on the defense being this good as it was a season ago, but I definitely think the Chiefs have the pieces to do it.
Is the best outcome for training camp for the Chiefs just to have the most boring training camp? I mean, there's not, you know, that many position battles, it doesn't seem like. There's no holdouts that I know of. People are coming in generally healthy. There's not a ton outside of that overarching can they three-peat storylines. So is there anything like that we should be particularly looking at during this training camp?
A couple things. You know, one thing I would say for sure is the left tackle battle. And Sam McDowell, actually, our columnist here at the Star, and he's been with the Eagle, obviously, as well, but he did the research on this, and this was fascinating. He looked at teams that have won a Super Bowl that go the next season and start a left tackle who is a rookie, and how often that's been done. And he found the instance that it was either two or three that a left tackle that was a rookie played more than half the season for a reigning Super Bowl champ. And how many times a guy started every single game of left tackle as a rookie for a Super Bowl champ? Zero. It's never happened in history. And so, to me, that's pretty crazy, because the early indications we saw in the summer when they threw Kingsley Suamataia in there at left tackle and had him run with the ones above Wanya Morris was they want him to win this job. You know, they want him to be the tackle of the future and stop the musical chairs. Started with Orlando Brown and moved on to Donovan Smith last year. You know, there was some rumblings early on. Maybe Juwan Taylor could make the switch, and then they kind of put that to bed. But it would be nice for the Chiefs to have some security at left tackle, because they really have not had that over the past few years. But we get here to training camp, and Wanya Morris has started out with the first team on every single rep. So I don't know what's going on there yet. I think we have to make something that Kingsley was with the ones sometime in the summer that they want him to win the job or they potentially have high hopes for him. But then the incumbent coming in, the second-year player, Wanya Morris out of Oklahoma, being first team to start with, I think we read something into that as well. But that, to me, is a big thing. Just that left tackle spot, because the Chiefs are trying to pull off something here that really no team in the NFL has ever done. Having said all that, it helps that Patrick Mahomes, he takes fewer sacks than anybody. He has such good pocket awareness. So maybe the bar is a little bit lower there than some other teams. But, yeah, will Kingsley win that job? Will Wanya win that job? And if Kingsley does, you know, can the Chiefs pull off this kind of crazy feat of trying to not only load up at that position and have a starter for the foreseeable future, but also have a guy that can go in and try to win it, you know, try to three-peat things here this year as well.
Yeah, that's extremely interesting. We're talking with Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star about the Chiefs. So my take, and I'm certainly not on the ground like you guys are, but it looks to me like Patrick Mahomes went into this camp intent on adding to his arsenal in the way he can. And he's really, in my view, again, you'll either confirm or deny this, he's really working with Xavier Worthy to make him noticeable. I know he threw the big bomb to him the other day that was all over social media. How important is that combination, the long ball threat to this young guy? How important is that to the Chiefs' offense?
I mean, it's about everything. What's interesting about Xavier is if you go back a couple years ago, the Chiefs took Sky Moore in the second round. And again, this is not a fair comparison, but they took him in the second round. He missed OTAs with a hamstring injury. He missed mandatory minicamp with a hamstring injury. Then he started in training camp, tried to get reports after Mahomes. It just never really worked out. Now, he caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. But, I mean, you kind of heard whispers Super Bowl week is like, hey, the Chiefs would have really loved to have him earlier on gain chemistry with Patrick Mahomes, okay? Fast forward to this year, Xavier Worthy, they trade up in the first round to get him at 28th overall, has a hamstring injury, misses OTAs, misses mandatory minicamp. So, again, I'm kind of flashing back. Like, I remember people after the season, or before the end of the season, saying, oh, man, it really hurt him to not build rapport with Patrick Mahomes in those early practices, and that showed up late in the season. So I kind of thought, oh, man, you know, is this going to happen with Xavier Worthy? So he goes out there on that Sunday, that first full squad practice for the Chiefs, and catches that bomb. And I want you guys to go back to the video and watch Matt Nagy at the bottom of your screen, the coordinator for the Chiefs, 46 years old. He's doing dance moves he hasn't done in like 20 years. I mean, this guy is just going bonkers because he's like, he hasn't seen a route like that be completed by the Chiefs since he got back to them last year. And so the possibility just opens up to be able to throw a deep, have a receiver who can track it, take a correct route, and catch it. All of those implications are enormous. What happened after that? Xavier Worthy's missed the last 3 days with sickness. So he hasn't been out there to get those on-field reps with Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs partly took him because of his smarts, because of his football IQ. They're teaching him all three positions, which is a big thing for their offense. It's just right now they need him on the field. They need him to be out there with Mahomes to get some of that chemistry, or otherwise it's going to look a little bit less good, to put it in simple terms, in the regular season. So I think they are just enticed by what he potentially can do, and Hollywood Brown as well, to be able to track the ball down the field, catch the ball down the field, and open up things by doing that for guys underneath like Travis Kelce and Rasheed Rice. They just need reps between Mahomes and Xavier Worthy, and right now they're not getting enough of those. And so we'll see. The bats come on tomorrow at practice, and we'll see if Xavier Worthy can win the team again if he gets back out there. And if so, again, they're going to try to fire it to him because they need to kind of make up for some lost time.
Yeah, speaking of reps, how many receivers do you think they'll break camp with? And more particularly, who will they be? We know the top three, but it feels like guys like Watson, Tony, Hardman, Sky Moore, Justin Ross, they might be completely unique players, but they feel interchangeable to me. What could their roles potentially be? And is there anyone behind them that has maybe a little bit of a higher ceiling that the Chiefs can afford to give a look?
Yeah, this will be a fascinating one. Definitely up in one to track during camp. So all these guys are a little bit different. And let's kind of go over them one by one just very briefly. So Justin Watson, I think he's a lock. He had a foot injury yesterday at practice. He walked off on his own power, but then got in the front seat of a car and drove back up, waiting on an injury update from him. But like, that's the sort of thing that could open up a roster spot. I expect the Chiefs to keep seven last year. That seemed like one too many. They've got five in the past, so we'll see. But I would say six is kind of probably the magic number for this.
Jesse, always our pleasure when you come on the show. I'm sorry, did I interrupt you? Your connection is...
he's still talking, but I think we have a bad connection.
Oh, am I still there?
I think
there,
he is still talking, but he disappeared.
No, he's there. Keep going, Jesse. I think we can hear you now.
I'm so sorry. I'll go real quick. Sky Moore hasn't had a great camp, but I think he's fifth. I think he's locked in, and he's an asset for the Chiefs. They got him a couple more years, been in the system, all those sorts of things. But to the other guys, Mecole Hardman, I don't know. He's kind of redundant from Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, so we'll see about him. A dark horse to watch, Nico Remigio. He is a guy that got out all last year after having surgery. He's a second-year player, undrafted free agent, but he's got everything right for the Chiefs. Potentially could be their kickoff returner, one of their two kickoff returners as well. So definitely watch that battle and see what happens on the back end there, but also watch to see how serious this injury is for Justin Watson. Went down with a foot injury yesterday at practice.
Well, now I'm going to tell you how much we appreciate you coming on the show as frequently as you do. Your insights are great. Thank you, Jesse. We'll catch up with you before kickoff, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it, guys.